The last time we went through a recession, there were stocks that literally went to zero. If it happens again, are your savings protected? Mine are, because I diversified with gold from Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H, Birch Gold. And it's not too late for you to do so as well. Birch Gold Group helps you hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. In fact, if you have a 401k or IRA that's underperforming, just text Dan to 989898, and you can convert that IRA into precious metals right now. Text Dan to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free information kit on diversifying into gold tax-free. Hedge against inflation, protect your hard-earned money today. Get your free information kit by texting Dan to 989898. Do it today. Past performance not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, why do we keep bringing up this story about the political targeting the FBI has clearly been engaged in for the last 6 years, possibly more? Because again, a constitutional republic can't possibly continue if the people in the constitutional republic who think it's some kind of a representative democracy see themselves as becoming targets of people with guns and badges simply for their politics. Think about it. You're not really free to vote for who you want to vote for, are you? If you perceive the consequences of that vote and that support to potentially leading to the loss of freedom, your property being seized, and a full-blown investigation by a government with near limitless resources while you don't have them. Does that sound like a constitutional republic to me? Sounds like a tyranny to me. An oligarchy to me of the connected few at the top who get a pass. Folks, this happened last night. And we're going to be talking to this whistleblower about a lot. Political targeting, the purpose of the vaccine mandate in the Bureau. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll be talking about this too. I don't know who this whistleblower is, but a story popped last night. Jim Jordan was on Tucker discussing it. It's in Just the News. I strongly encourage you to read this in the newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter. Sign up today. It's free. FBI whistleblower alleges January 6 cases were manipulated to create the illusion of a national crisis. Folks, this story, again, is devastating. January 6th, whatever you think about the gravity of the situation, right? January 6th was a rally in Washington, D.C., which would clearly be the purview of what? Is it too much to ask, fellas, to limit it to the Washington field? Not limited, that's to open the cases in the Washington field office, given that that's where the January 6th rally happened. There may be referrals out to some of their home states for information. We did that in the Secret Service, too. But that's not what this whistleblower is saying. So Jim Jordan wrote a letter to the FBI director, Ray, clearly he's disgraced himself repeatedly, that they're using a manipulative case file practice. Did you hear this? That was being conducted by the Bureau's Washington field office. Check this. Which was instructing local FBI offices to open up cases on their books that were in fact simply related to the Capitol breach. The FBI's case categorization creates the illusion that the threats from domestic violent extremists are present in jurisdictions across the nation. You see what they're doing here, folks? You see the scam? When in reality, they all stem from the same investigation concerning January 6th. The whistleblower says, such an artificial case categorization scheme allows FBI leadership to misleadingly point to significant increases in domestic violent extremism threats nationwide, he added. So, folks, we heard last week on the show that apparently, according to another whistleblower, the FBI has white supremacy quotas or some form of wink and nod quotas where, hey, you know, it'd be really great if you recategorize that case as a white supremacy racism investigation. Why would they want to do that? Because Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, two disgraces for the human beings, for human beings, the president and the attorney general, respectively. They want the American public to believe that there is a massive problem with overt white supremacist racism in the country that only the Democrats are going to protect you from. Remember the Democrats' party line, folks. Their party line is this. Their party line is, don't vote for us. We don't have any. Well, don't vote for us. That's not what they're saying. No, no, no. It is. They're saying vote against the other guys, the Republicans, because they're the racists. They don't say vote. They don't run on anything to vote on. None of these things are popular. We're going to hike your taxes. We're going to tell your kids where to go to school. None of these things are popular. What they do, what their primary means to getting votes are saying, This is why they love identity politics. Yeah, they'll run on the student loan forgiveness and green crap. That's to attract and keep the 25, 30% of their audience that are real liberal nutcases. But to get the other 20%, the black, the Hispanic vote, the female vote, what they run on is the other party hates you. Everybody understand it? It's important. Now, in order to say the other party hates you to such a degree that it's an existential threat to your daily life and you need us to protect you, even though we suck and we offer you nothing except taking more of your money, taking your healthcare away and telling your kid where to go to school, we have to prove it's a national problem. The FBI should hear this and laugh and mock them. The FBI should say, we're not going to fabricate a national crisis that doesn't exist to help you guys get elected. Unfortunately, the whistleblower is saying, that's exactly what the FBI did.
More in a minute, but first.
Birch Gold. Folks, the Fed chair is freaking out about inflation. The leftist government is clearly ignoring him. Where does it leave us? Let me tell you where it leaves you. It leaves you with growing inflation, like the 8.3% year-over-year number that popped. Inflation means your money buys less. It's really that simple. Meaning you've got a wallet, it's got this amount of money, and every day it buys less and less and less and less and less. So how do you hedge? Do what I did. Folks, I don't make this stuff up, okay? Only use sponsors I use. I just bought Birch Gold from them again. It's the second time, said it multiple times. I trust them. Their customer service is amazing. BIRCH, Birch Gold Group. That's how I hedge. It's how you should hedge against inflation too. I want to own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account because I want to hedge against inflation. It's important. If you're skeptical about the trajectory of the economy in the U.S. dollars, you should be. Then text Dan today, D-A-N. Text Dan to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free information kit on securing your savings with gold. I'm a customer. I'm grateful that I am. I've been well protected. And Birch Gold is legit. I've used them. They've been around almost 20 years. 5-star reviews. Thousands of satisfied customers. Check them out today. Just text Dan to 989898. Secure your future with gold. Do it today. Don't wait. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. Thanks, Birch Gold.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Folks, the current management team at the FBI needs to go. There needs to be a massive house cleaning, and there needs to be a serious conversation about getting rid of this agency, transferring the good agents over to other agencies, and breaking up the responsibilities across the federal government. The FBI has become far too powerful. Folks, politicized law enforcement, it's a growing threat in the country. It is cleaving this country in half. You have people who are genuinely afraid. I've got people calling me every night. Happened again last night. I got a text, Precision Matters. Another Trump insider, genuinely terrified. Again, person who's done nothing wrong. I totally can vouch for them. He's done nothing legally wrong, done nothing even morally wrong. He's genuinely afraid the FBI is going to come knocking at, their door. Politicized law enforcement, man, it is a growing, festering threat in the country. We saw it again last night. Jordan was on talking about the whistleblower. Then we saw this Bexar County sheriff. You hear about this guy, Javier Salazar? So he's apparently upset about illegal immigrants being transported to Martha's Vineyard. We discussed this at length. It's supposed to be a sanctuary place where they create sanctuary and they love diversity, equity, and inclusion. Apparently they don't love it enough to actually recommend people who are diverse for jobs and for housing in their neighborhoods. They ship them right out of there. They got them right out of there. National Guard and everything. You guys, buses, on the ferry, out of here. Doesn't sound like a sanctuary to me. Sounds like a non-sanctuary city. So this Bexar County sheriff, clearly, again, weaponizing his gun and his badge, clearly goes out and puts this video out. I'll play a little bit of it. Saying they're going to criminally investigate Ron DeSantis. Now, of course, this is the headline the media wanted. I saw one goon. He's like, the Trump and DeSantis, two leading contenders for the presidency, both under criminal investigation. Yes. What I don't understand is how you think that talking point works for you. Trump under criminal investigation for his politics, and DeSantis under criminalization, under criminal investigation for what, Joe? His politics. Yes. Yeah. And you seem to believe magically that this talking point somehow works for you. It works against you because sane people know exactly what you're doing. Did you notice in this little spiel, this Bexar County sheriff, who doesn't seem to be interested in migrants dying in his district, doesn't seem to be doing too much about that. He seems fascinated by going after Ron DeSantis, but he doesn't mention an actual criminal charge here, which is really weird. Because when I was a police officer, like this gentleman, see, when you investigate someone on a criminal charge, you usually have an idea of, this is crazy, fellas, what the criminal charge actually is. That's nuts. Notice in this little clip how this sheriff in Texas, he doesn't seem to have any idea what the criminal charge is. Really bizarre. Check this out.
What infuriates me the most about this case is that here we have 48 people that are already on hard times, right? They are here legally in our country at that point. They have every right to be where they are. And I believe that they were preyed upon. Somebody came from out of state, preyed upon these people, lured them with promises of a better life, which is what they were absolutely looking for.
Notice how he throws that in there. You know, looking for a better life. They're here legally. They're here legally? This guy is a sheriff. He's unaware that in order to enter the country legally, you have to enter at a port of entry through the legal process, and that wasn't done with these people. He's not aware of that? Of course he is. He's just not telling you the real story. Then he has to throw in there, oh, they're just looking for a better life. There are a lot of Americans looking for a better life, too. And you know what would give them a better life, Joe? What would give them a better life if their communities weren't being overrun by illegal migrants? Maybe Javier Salazar should focus on American citizens' efforts to get a better life and to not die from fentanyl. Because you know our rule here, right? Don't get dead. And fentanyl will help you get dead really quick. Maybe he should focus on that. Now, why did this guy do this? It's obvious. It's part of a sad and growing trend I've seen, and you may have noticed this too. Social media, ladies and gentlemen, has really done a lot of damage to the world. I think in the end, it is going to have a positive effect when we digest it all. I mean, it was a 30-year war fought over books initially, right? Some component of it. I mean, people, books, we get rid of books, spreading information like that. I think in the end, social media and the transfer of information via social media is a good thing. The problem is there's been a downside to it, and the downside is this. It has, the upside is it's been democratized the exchange. It's democratized the exchange of information. The downside to it is it's democratized the exchange of information for stupid people too, which doesn't mean we should ban it. We're not leftists. We're not going to do that. But you get people like this guy, Javier Salazar, who knows all he's got to do is mention Ron DeSantis, put a video on social media, and leftist media lunatics will pick it up. Ron DeSantis under criminal investigation. Yeah, for what? For what exactly? What's the specific charge? You're going to go in front of a judge and swear out a PC warrant on that? You're going to go on the record and say you have probable cause he committed a crime? Of course you're not. Of course you're not. This is all going to go away. This is not serious. Ron DeSantis said those people went voluntarily and they were not in the country legally. This guy's a buffoon, a total buffoon. This is what they do. He wants TV time. If he were to say something about deporting them, the leftist media would ignore the story completely.
Hear, hear.
Listen to me. This is important. You know it. The greatest single power in government domestically, the greatest power in government overseas is to declare war. The greatest single power in government, government officials have, is to take away your freedom. Folks, Joe Biden doesn't have that power. Neither does Merrick Garland. You know who has that power? The FBI and law enforcement. They have guns, they have badges. They can legally take your life under certain circumstances. They can most certainly take your freedom. Libs have always wanted a corrupt law enforcement. It's for a couple of reasons. Liberals have always wanted both shock troops in the street and weaponized law enforcement behind them to enforce their political ideology and attack their political opponents. Always. But the second part of this, why they love this at the FBI, it's why I put the FBI and the sheriff in the same story. Politicized law enforcement has been a dream of them for a long time. The law enforcement community in the past has generally been a constituency of the Republican Party. So it's not just that they want to use law enforcement to target their political opponents. That's fairly obvious at this point. You can see it right here. I just made that point to you in these two cases. It's the second part that matters just as much. the votes for law enforcement and the military have traditionally resided with the Republican Party. It's a rather large voting bloc. The Democrats see this as a twofer. Attack our political opponents, and secondly, turn the conservative movement against law enforcement and the military. If we can make the military woke and law enforcement their enemy, and then the conservatives, the conservatives will turn against them, law enforcement will turn against them, and all of a sudden they'll lose that constituency as a voting bloc. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
This is a twofer for them?
Yeah.
Folks, I mean, we've talked about this before, Joe. It's not the first time. But
yeah.
You have to understand, none of this is an accident. What they're doing with law enforcement, none of this is an accident. Absolutely none of it. This is all being done deliberately and on purpose as part of a larger strategic tactical plan by Democrats to both win elections and target their political opponents and their newfound oligarchy.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.